What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Well, yeah, come on in, and it's all, they're all kind of new dogs here, so we're very excited. The way we like to do this is if you have a size you're kind of looking at, we can bring you over there, and then we can go from there. Who's the primary owner going to be, or is it like a shared dog?
Well, you know, I'm new to the relationship, you know, they're the couple, but I'm the one they have sex with from time to time.
Yeah, but we want him to be comfortable.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh,
so, you know, I figured they're gonna get a dog. I should be a part of that. You know,
it's out there. It's out there. I didn't know we'd bring it up this early in the dog adoption process, but yeah, that's what it is.
We want the dog to know too. We can't be having the dog come in this family and be like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Exactly. Yeah. That's why they say if you have another dog in the home, bring it just to make sure all parties are comfortable. So we just wanted to be responsible.
I see. So, that is very thoughtful of you. And it is good to be like forthcoming with that stuff, so we know if any dogs will be comfortable with it. That's way further than most people.
Is that good?
No, yeah, that's good. That's good.
We no problems with that.
So, do you have a dog that's kind of sex positive or like really likes watching sex? Mm-hmm. Like, have you like noticed any of that?
You know, it doesn't come up that often, but generally, like a dog like an Australian Shepherd here.
Okay.
They're very playful. They're kind of herding dogs.
So. I play outside of the relationship too, just to let you know.
I see.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, what you?
Sorry, I should have filled you in about
told
that.
Me that.
Oh, that's my bad.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Keeping it safe.
Yeah. But, not my business, but just make sure you're testing a lot.
Yeah, of course. Are you a doctor? Or are you just wearing a lab coat?
Just a lab coat. Yeah, thank you for assuming. But no, yeah, that's more for cleanliness, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It does make me trust you more. I will say. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. But great.
And is the stethoscope for the same thing, or what is the?
That's just so you can check the dog's hearts.
Yeah.
That's for trust, honestly. Yeah, you caught me. That is, I do wear that so that I look a little more professional here.
And there's like a spinning dial above your head that's attached to you as well. Is that for, what? Are you a mentalist as well, or what's that for?
Just kind of, that's a little bit like,
are you hearing what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Not that.
The spin at the side of the light hit off your spinning dial in my eye real quick.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. I feel like I have done too much doctor stuff, but I do you feel like this is where the trust broke here?
Well, no, I like it. Like, but you know, what's your deal? Are you single? Like, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm actually happily married.
Oh, okay.
And monogamously married. And monogamously, I'll say again, married.
What's that mean? I don't know that word. Is that the opposite of what we
that
do?
That shocks me. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I think you're in a polyamorous relationship. I'm not certain, but that's what
good.
I'm impression
of. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, this was, they just invited me in. I just kind of got down. But I want one of, I mean, I know it's going to be y'all dog.
But you're going to be there. No, your opinion is just
we
as important
hear
as
your
ours.
Thoughts.
Yeah, of course.
I want a big dog because I don't want it to be humping me. I mean, if it's going to hump me, I want it to be like big so I know I don't want like the little dog humping me.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes the dogs be coming in when you're hooking up and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of it is about sex related stuff that you're worried about with the dogs, it seems like.
Sex is part of life. It's very natural. Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to shy away from it.
And cleanliness, you know, got to be a clean dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, yeah, so we'll avoid the Australian Shepherds because they are known to want to herd if they see any sort of activity and
that's
stuff.
Fair.
So they'll want to participate, not in a sexual way, but like moving you around and bugging you. So we'll go more to dogs that like to be a little more isolated and separate from the action so you're not as worried about that happening.
Yeah, I like the herd too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We got you stop. You get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, we are getting nasty up in this Petco.
All right, so you're the funny one of the two, I get.
Excuse me. So far. I haven't even had a chance yet. We've mostly been saying hello.
Yeah, she be we be having her cracking up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Me and my boy Sam, we'd be smashing it and be like
we really cut up.
But
really
you're funny in a different way.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's
you make
that's
funny
good.
Faces from time to time.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Outside the bedroom.
Yeah.
And it or either way.
No pressure to impress me or make me think you're funny. Sorry, that was an observation I should have kept to myself. I think I got you a little self-conscious.
No, sometimes you know, it's like there's a lot of, when you would deal with throuples, you know, they could be like insecurities that come out, you know, with body stuff, you know, humor, whatever. So it's good to talk about it.
And it's good that you're curious because, you know, that's kind of like where we started. So, you know, maybe monogamy might not be for you.
Yeah, monogamy is exactly where we started. We were definitely just a two-person couple for a while.
That'd be a good name for the dog, monogamy.
Yes, it would.
And so now you're taking my height. Is that necessary?
Oh, yeah, this is just, you know, I don't want the dog to be kind of not, you know, what would the word be, dominating you in the room.
Right,
or I'm clearly seeing who kind of here is more submissive. So I want to make sure the dog doesn't jump in on that because they're very attuned to that stuff. As you can even see, this dog here is really attuned. I'd actually like to engage with this one a little more. It might be good for y'all.
Okay, great.
So this is, he's a Mastiff. He's a bull Mastiff named Michael. Okay. And he's
Michael. Hey, Michael. Oh, he's very sweet. Very soft.
Oh, Michael.
So obviously, soft. I'm the alpha female, and then honey, I don't mean to, but you're obviously not the alpha. I would
no
say
judgment.
You would be.
Hey, look, you know, I'm but you know, you guys have been married way longer, so I'm just coming in.
They often say the strongest person has to be submissive because you know what else would they do with all that energy?
That's true.
Yep.
That's well said, and you needed to say it, for sure.
Absolutely, I did. Yeah, I felt the vibe in the room, absolutely. I feel a lot of judgment from the doctor, for sure.
Let's have the dog see what the dog thinks.
Okay.
The dog's kind of turning you on your tummy there.
Okay, I don't know what he wants.
Dang, he's already on your back. He got in your back real quick.
It's for the dog. He's, you know, we might live with him. He might be our new family member. I want to, you know. Let him do what he needs to do. Yeah, thank you.
And I do want to just go back and apologize for kind of stating, you know, the dominant and the submissive between the males. And you said the female alpha. So I'm learning about the relationships, too, as I kind of neglected that. So we'll even consider that with the dogs and the gender of the dog here. Do you feel like a female dog would be good for you?
No, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
We have strict rules. A few strict rules.
Yeah.
Would you mind, if it's not a problem, just letting go of my lapels there?
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Wow.
That shit is turning me on a little
really
bit.
I really love that. I love that.
Grab. Right, sorry.
Popsicle.
Sorry.
What are we going to do with those popsicle sticks you got over there? I want you
to see him. Folks, it's the Man Dog Pod. It's another episode. Thanks for being here. We're happy to be here. I'm Dan Lippert with my co-host Ryan Rosenberg. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Dan. I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I've started a few episodes in a row this way. Immediately sweaty. Like literally, once I hit record, I get really.
There's something about it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the mental or it's some sort of physical thing?
What's a parasympathetic nervous system? I think that's turning on or something.
Okay. Good word.
Maybe our guests know a little more. We're excited to have them here. Caroline Martin. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
And Lamar Woods. Hi, Lamar.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
I just want you to be able to chime in on this sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, who's sweating? I'm feeling a little sweaty.
I'm warm as well. Yeah.
Warm.
I'm fine right now. And you know, in this space we're at right now?
Yeah.
I was sweating a lot at night, though, in the bed.
Really?
It's causing some problems. I'm having bad sleep.
I'm sorry.
The worst.
Yeah, I didn't sleep at all last night. I think it was the daylight savings thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, it's been not
You've been sweating in your sleep since daylight saving.
Yeah. Sleep has been great. No, it's been
worse.
Both. It seemed to be connected, I think, where I'm like, maybe I'm sweating because I'm not sleeping or I'm not sleeping and it's hot and then I'm sweating.
Yeah.
But the two things are happening simultaneously and it's very stressful.
No.
I have a similar issue. Like I sleep better when I'm bundled up, when I'm wearing like sweats and maybe even a hoodie or something. But then I get really hot and it wakes me up. And in the morning I'm like, oh, I feel like I've been exercising all night. I'm sweating.
I think it's that. It's like the bundle up thing. I love being bundled up. Ugh. Like I can't be... But I like sleeping naked, kind of like pretty much naked. I didn't think I would tell people that.
people listen. That's a deep, dark secret, dude. That's really deep.
But I do. I just love it. But it's like, I can't. But I need to be bundled up if I do that. Like, mm-hmm. So I got the blanket. I used to have. I have a weighted blanket too.
Oh wow.
But yeah, that would burn the winter is great. But now it's getting hot, and I'm like,
I cannot sleep in the whole summer. The whole summer, I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah. What about you, Caroline?
I sleep really well.
Oh, that's
great. I sleep really well, but it is kind of like a, I don't know, created cocoon situation where I have an eye mask, I have ear things in, I have, it's not a sound machine, I guess it's just an air purifier, but it's like a very quiet, dark, cold room.
Yeah.
And me and my boyfriend just sleep really well.
That's great.
So, that's awesome.
I need more of like a plan like that.
Yeah.
With the thing and the thing. Yeah, that's
the
smart.
Only issue is if you travel, if you don't have all of your materials, you can't sleep. But I don't know. I'm just completely blacking out when I go to bed. So
no, I want to step up my whole list. That's going to be my New Year's. I mean, New Year's is over, but
it's March.
Yeah. That's going to be my new thing. Or at least when I get a job, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to get the sleep mask. I want to get sleep mask. I want to get like special pajama. I want to get it all.
Yeah.
I want to go instead of spending money on clothes, like I'm going to spend all my money on sleep shit.
And it's like a whole industry because like the like goggles kind of that I'm wearing are like ergonomic and they're not touching your eyelids and it's like all cool. Very
that's great.
I don't know, but I think like something about Amazon and the internet has me always like googling like what is the best of blank, which used to be completely unnecessary. So I'm definitely spending more money on, you know, things I really don't need, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm sleeping good, so I don't know.
I feel like that's the number one thing. If I got to spend money on sleep stuff instead of like, I don't know, the other bullshit I buy.
Yeah it's crazy. Yeah. Like it's like weird how we ignore it. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a weird, like it just seems not important. But no, I guess the older you get, you're like, wait, this is the only thing.
Right. I mean, especially
after COVID, because like, during COVID, it was like sleep was like. You know, all the doctors I was YouTubing in my wormhole would be like, sleep, like just go to sleep. Like your body is literally like trying to recover or trying to heal yourself.
Yep.
And I'm like, I didn't know that. Can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer this. It's too personal.
Okay.
Do you and your boyfriend live together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if that also, I feel like lonely too. Like I feel like I'm tossing and turning, and I wake up and it's like dark in there, and I'm like, "Is anyone out there?
Is anyone out there in my
Is country? Anyone out there like you're scared someone's coming for you? Is anyone out there like, is anyone going to be with me?
Yeah, like, I think it's like, is anyone out there who wants to talk to me? Kind of like more like, I think you like, it did not bother me. I mean, I've been single a long time, so it didn't. But lately, I think the older I get, there's this feeling of like. Like the one night when I was up, I was like, I am not sleeping at all. Like it was just like, I'm not sleeping at night. It was like probably 4:30 and I just felt really lonely because I was just like, no one's around. not a scary thing, but it's more like I wish someone was out there. Like, someone would be like, hey, what's like a sleepover or something? I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, this
but
is
you
way
can
too
roll
personal.
Around, you know, you have all of your space.
Well, do you like, because I was going to say, I'm wondering if that hurts my sleep, having too much space. Like, I almost wish, when I do sleep with people who do sleep, you know, occasionally, they're like, I do find that, that's tough too sometimes.
I don't know.
I feel like if you get a good rhythm, I guess.
It's just like drastically different, because in my old, like, I had spent so much money on this Tempur-Pedic, and it wasn't that old. And he, like, talked me out of getting rid of it because he was like, we need to have a big king bed. And now he sleeps on my side in my face. And I'm kind of like, we could have kept my bed if you're going to be sleeping so close to me. But I find it, like, very sweet. I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. But I used to just, like, be someone who rolled around a bit. So it's, like, kind of weird to be kind of, I don't know, I've just gotten used to, I guess, sleeping... like I'm dead, on my back.
Oh yeah, that's my new shit too. Like, cause my back is still, I sleep like a vampire now. Like, I just like this.
Yeah.
But
is it working?
It's for my back. Yeah. It's hard to fall asleep, but when I wake up, I feel great.
Yeah.
But if I can just be disciplined and be like, all right, I'm not. Don't go to the side. Don't go to the
I've been trying to train myself to sleep on my back because I'm a side sleeper, and I wake up with a hurt back all the time.
Yeah.
And you have to like change all the time because your back like gets sore or whatever. Yeah. So I feel like I'm every 10 minutes sort of waking up to like turn over.
Yeah.
It's like, if only I could just vampire it. It's so much better.
It's incredibly difficult. I guess it's just because we've been sleeping that way.
Right.
Since the womb.
Yeah.
Since the womb.
There it is.
You're just trying to get back to the womb.
Yeah. Put me back in the womb.
Come on.
I'll try seeing here. Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Charles?
Yes, this is Charles.
Hey, man. Hey, it's Dan from work.
Hey, what's up, Dan? How's it going, man? How'd you get my number?
Off the work listserv.
The directory?
I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm bothering you.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here in the park.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Yeah. I'm calling because this is uncomfortable, but I've just been sleeping terribly the past few nights, and I'm thinking, like, I might need, like, a sleepover.
I used to sleep so well when I was doing sleepovers with friends and stuff,
and I just thought you would be, like, fun for that.
Man, I would love to sleep over, man. You know, you want me to bring a sleeping bag or something?
Yeah, yeah, or even, like, a comforter or whatever. I can, like, put some stuff on the floor, and we can sleep on the floor or some sheets.
Yeah, you know,
and stuff.
I would love that. I'm almost 98 years old, and I, you know, spend most of my nights by myself, you know, since the wife
passed.
Charles,
I'm back with the bread. Hey. We can finally feed the birds.
All right, that's great. You took forever.
Well, I'm 99. You know it takes a while to go to the store.
You're 2 years older than me.
is this a thing when I age that I'll just be saying my age all the time? It does feel like I do hear that a lot.
You gotta
Who's
remind
that on the phone? Incredible. Sounds like a young man. I'm 99. Oh, yeah.
This is my coworker. We worked at JCPenney's with me, and he wants to do us. Hey, can he come? Can he come to the sleepover?
Cut to a work meeting. I have been hearing that a lot of you guys here at JCPenney are having sleepovers, and we need to have an opinion on this just to make sure that HR is aware and that we're not kind of crossing any boundaries. Are you guys in a relationship? Is this sexual? Is this
no sex, just fun times, you know, bedtime stories?
We've been doing this thing called Midnight Madness where we turn all the lights off and we crawl around, and we just, if we run into each other, you start wrestling. You just tackle each other and start wrestling, but you don't know.
It's a gas.
What?
It's so fun. It's so
thanks
fun.
Thanks again for hiring Charles's friend, by the way. I do feel like...
Yeah, he doesn't work here, but he's...
Okay. All right, we just want to make sure, I mean, you're our senior employees, our senior program, and we just want to make sure, because our younger employees aren't doing this, but it sounds like just like a fun... like normal sleepover?
It's a blast. I mean, we'll talk crushes and stuff, and I'd be lying. I mean, since we're talking HR and boundaries, I'd be lying if everyone in here's name hadn't come up at some point.
Okay, right. we don't need to know that.
We got Dan, you want to, it's time, maybe. Maybe now's a good time to
yeah, you
want to
tell
shot.
Her? You want to tell her about your big crush?
Missy?
Guys, stop it. Stop it, you guys. Not here.
I'm just saying. We talked about it.
Not here. Come on.
All right.
Well,
next
as long
week,
as it...
we're gonna throw a pillowcase over your head.
Oh. Okay. I just want to make sure there's no bullying, intimidation, or any hazing that's happening.
No,
this is
just... all fun and games, you know? You know, matter of fact, this is not happening at the workplace, so I don't see a problem here.
Okay. It's just we heard about it, and we just wanted to address it.
I hear you loud and clear. The
Why did you wink at me?
The green-eyed monster of jealousy has reared its ugly head, and I absolutely get it. You wish you could be at the sleepover.
I don't want to be invited.
Miss H.I., I notice you got some bags under your eyes if you're having trouble sleeping. It's a good way to fall asleep with some people around.
Join the cuddle puddle.
Well,
we all sleep in the living room together. We pull a mattress out there, and it's great.
Yeah.
Do you guys make a fortress?
Ooh,
oh my gosh, we
not
could.
Not yet.
We could. We sleep way fewer hours, but the sleep is way better because we're laughing ourselves to sleep most nights. Sometimes crying. We're sharing.
That sounds really nice. Since Charles died, I'm 87, but. I do a lot of vocal exercises. My voice is pretty young sounding, but
you look great.
Thank you so much. Your
voice is way better.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we do that thing where we fall asleep sometimes, and you think everyone's asleep, and then we'll be like, "You guys up still?" And they're like, "Yes, yes."
That sounds so nice. sounds it's really fun. Nice.
It's a great time.
It really is. Sometimes we'll pop on a scary movie that normally we wouldn't watch, but we have the bravery because our friends are around.
You know what my favorite scary movie for a sleepover is?
What?
What Lies Beneath.
Scary movie.
Is that the movie where their son got kidnapped?
No,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I won't be taking any baths if we're watching that movie.
That's a good point.
Oh, is that the? What am I thinking of? When they took the kid as a baby, and then he didn't want to, and then like 10 years later, they want their baby back, but now the kid was like, "I'm part of this family now." What movie is that?
Ransom? You thinking of Ransom?
Hey, you guys need to get to work, man. This JCPenney's is gonna shut down.
Oh, sorry.
Man, do you know how many JCPenney's are shut down? We are the last one. I can't stand y'all.
This customer is pissed off.
Give me some. I need a fucking Led Zeppelin t-shirt now.
Oh. Scene.
All over a Led Zeppelin team. I do miss like stuff like that that was just like normal when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. Like anytime you would like party, but you didn't really have to make a big plan. You would just like call 8 friends and spend the night, or go to the coffee shop and hang in the parking lot, or like I miss that kind of like camaraderie, I guess.
Like we sang, parking lots was like in high school, we would all hang out at this park called Newtown Park. And it'd be nighttime. We'd just be kicking it at the park.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to spend no money. We all would get 40 ounces and drink them. Oh, that was so fun.
So fun.
It seemed like people don't even like even just coming up being like, "You want to come over?"
Mm-hmm.
Like remember you did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt so rare, but it made so much sense once people came.
That was the most fun I've ever had. We had spaghetti.
Yeah.
just some guys hanging out, talking. It was nice. But it was like no public element. It was just like us in our being.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sitting at Ryan's eating a bolognese. A well-cooked one,
Thank you very much.
I do, but what I was thinking about is in those moments when I would bring someone home, like some like friend or whatever, and not tell my mom beforehand, and she's in the middle of cooking, I always noticed her little side eye of being like, "I have to cook for this kid. I have to feed this kid." And I wonder, like, I don't know, that is kind of shitty, right? To just show up with some kid that you have to feed and...
Right.
Isn't it? Right?
There's just so little you understand as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like... We would have that feeling of like, no Doritos, like no one's going to eat now because my parents didn't get food. And it's like, well, there's not always, I never have food for people here.
Right. When I was a kid, I wasn't even like conscious of my parents taking care of me. I was just like, yeah, this is going to happen.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh, I got to make dinner like every day.
Every day.
Every day. I'm like, I got to feed myself, let alone the 3 other people that live with me and their stupid friend. Like,
and
that
you gotta clean it up after.
Totally.
I'm like, yo, because I've been trying to cook more, but like I got the dishes in the sink. Right. As soon as I left the cupboard, I was like, fuck, man, why did I cook?
Yeah. Do you have a dishwasher?
No, that's
me
another,
either.
That's a problem with
that. That's the bummer. Yeah.
Yeah. A dishwasher would help, though.
Yeah.
Big time.
That would be nice. But yeah, they were doing all of that. They were cooking for us, cleaning after us.
I can't believe it. I had single parents, like, they were divorced, and I don't know how they did it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister, like, they both worked full time and cooked and all that stuff and, like, coached my teams and all this stuff. Like, I don't know. They must have really loved us.
Yeah, sounds like they cared about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How could they not?
Yeah.
Did your parents coach with... like a sports team?
Dad coached my baseball team and my basketball team, and he also coached my sister's basketball team.
Really?
And it was like full-time, like, very
That's cool.
involved.
In Were
was
you
he
good?
A basketball player? Because you're tall.
No, he just like really likes sports, and so like he bought all these books and like learned how to coach and all this stuff, and just like became very, very into it. Maybe even more than we were. You know
That's
what I mean?
Awesome.
Like, yeah, it was cool.
Were you good on the team?
I was pretty good. Yeah. I played point guard growing up, and like it was pretty, we were pretty serious. We started in like rec league, and then we moved up and started to play like AAU basketball and like traveled a little bit and stuff. It was really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you get, do you think, more minutes than you deserved, less than you deserved, or the right amount considering your dad was coach?
I would say, I mean, selfishly, the right amount. I started and played a lot, and I thought it made sense.
Yeah.
Everyone on our team was pretty good because we kind of like picked all of my good friends to make the team. You know what I mean? Like it was like me and my dad being like, who's good? Who should we pick? You know,
right.
Or ask to be on the team.
I have a quick scene idea.
Great.
All right, boys, come around. Come on around. We're going to talk about what just happened in the first half. Whoosh. All right, so we're going to need more of them. Let me just get my book real quick. We're going to... All right, I want all of you... Now, you see how they have more points than us. Our goal is to get additional points, mm-hmm. more points than they have. So I want us to do defense because we'll be on that side of... You look at that side of the court. You see how that's the side where our... You guys understand what...
Oh, Coach, you might want to flip for a little... We switch sides in the second half.
What the court. Hell? Yeah, so. Yeah. Why do we do that? I got comfortable with that side, and that's where the cheerleaders are. Hold on. Let me flip.
He knows, you guys. He knows. He's just refreshing. Right. He totally yeah, knows. Right. We talk about okay. this all the time.
So
at
we're going to be yeah, dribbling.
Just a little stress mid-game, maybe.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
Dribbling in the other direction, and we're going to still be shooting the ball. So that's the same. That's good.
Coach.
And then we're going to be passing. What?
I'm having... I mean, their center has 6 inches on me. I think maybe if we employed like a double team when he gets the ball, show him different looks.
Okay, first of all, center. He's the guy in front. Yep, got it. Behind the point guard in the middle. Do you have? He's taller than you, and that's the main problem?
I think you maybe looked up the definition of the word center, which is okay. the middle of something.
Yes.
But he is kind of the tallest guy on the team, usually.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you need a step ladder? How can I help you?
I think that's against the rules. I'm okay. not sure.
Okay.
All right, the half is ending in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let me just double check my notes, make sure I know how long these halves are supposed to be. Yes, 2 minutes. You guys okay over here? Y'all do anything?
Well, can I just ask you a question? Because I saw that your edition of basketball is different from my. I have.
Oh yeah, I got
basketball for dummies. What are you reading?
This is the first edition for Basketball for Dummies. They revamped it, you know, in 1988.
Okay.
But I like your version. I would love to see. You know,
this
also,
works. This is good. Okay.
Yeah.
That explains why you won't give us 3 points.
Do you know why I have numbers on my shirt too as a referee?
I was wondering that. For a long time. Well, I think the referee too. Maybe you guys need to. Play a game against
each
other.
Why do we get this so instinctually? Yeah, and all the adults have to read constantly.
Yeah, let me look at my notes again.
Okay.
All right, I'll be back. You guys, we got 2 minutes left, so.
Okay, thank you so much.
You know what? We get it. We get it. Listen, when they go down into the post, we're going to double team.
What post? What? We're not playing football.
It's not the goal post. The post is what they call like the space at the bottom of the court near the basket. You know this.
Excuse okay. me. Are y'all playing football? I thought we were playing basketball.
I thought we were playing basketball.
Ref, come on. Ref, okay. You don't need to be in our huddle, please.
Incredibly right. liberal with the whistle, I would say, too. It always makes it so we have to pay attention.
More during halftime than during the game. So frustrating.
We could use that whistle during the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you know, the book says don't blow your whistle too much during the game. Get distracted.
That's players. What the book says.
Yeah, it says it right here. There's a foreword written by LeBron. LeBron.
Yeah, I don't
LeBron
know who that
James.
Is.
LeBron. You don't know LeBron James?
I've never heard of that guy.
Why are you doing this job?
Because I need a job, and it's the only thing that people that hire me.
And I love my children.
Yeah. I love you too, Dad. I think we know what to do. I think the book might be slowing you down. Maybe just coach by instinct for
okay.
a while.
Where is the net that divides the court so you guys can hit the ball back and forth with the hands?
That sounds like volleyball, Dad.
Oh, damn it.
Same gym. You're right
about
that.
Where are the lines on the ground? We just have to memorize the lines?
Woo! Go Grizzlies! Go Grizzlies! Woo! Woo! All right. Did I do that right? Is that how you cheer for a team?
The cheerleaders, yeah. Here's a book on cheer.
Oh, yeah. The Great Book of Cheer. I love this book.
Dad, you brought 50 books here today, and we forgot all...
I love you. I love you. So I went to Barnes & Noble, and I bought every book about every situation we might find ourselves in this gym.
I think we need to buy basketballs. I need to buy better basketball shoes. All you have is reference material.
Oh.
It's just your head is buried in the book, and it's a live event. We
There's
need to
a
be
lesson
in the moment.
Here. There's a lesson here. We've gone from theory to practicality.
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm going to be honest, I haven't finished any of these books. I bought too many.
Well, I'm happy to have a packed gym of coaches or potential coaches here. I am the author of Basketball for Dummies, I'm here to field any questions because sometimes the
fantastic
book
material, fantastic reference material.
Yes.
And I'll be the first to say it. I am a dummy. So thank you.
Wonderful. What I like is that everybody got the, at least through the wardrobe chapter, nice suits there, a little ill-fitting, very sweaty. Mm-hmm. I really love that. You look great.
Chapter 3 of your book, Dunking. So when you dunk, what is classified as a dunk exactly?
Very good. A dunk, as in the layman's terms, would be any time somebody, one of these people, jumps tall and throws the ball between the rim and actually puts their hands on the rim. That would be a dunk.
Okay.
And it goes through the net. Slam dunk would be when they do it with authority.
Okay.
With power and strength.
Okay.
See, that okay. I did not know.
Now, you're all middle school basketball coaches, so I don't think we even have to worry about the dunking chapter for
now. I have a question. The hoop is too high? That's the question.
Me too.
Is it too high?
Yeah. How do y'all decide how high to make it?
Well, it's 10 feet. That's the standard regulation size. And a lot of people would argue that they should make it higher now with players like Victor Wembanyama and like.
Wait, who is so that? Skilled. Who is that? You're saying names. I don't know. I don't know
who that is.
Settle! Settle!
Cheers. Why do you say
cheers
witchcraft?
Are being thrown everywhere.
Stop cursing us.
I'm taking a shit on his bleacher.
All right, you already jumped to chapter 36 being overly defensive of your boys. It's very good. It's very good. We like that from coaches in the press conference and stuff, but we don't need that right now.
Okay,
let's settle down.
Okay. I got another question. I've been trying to teach my boys to box out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm afraid that they're going to follow up with, where are the boxes? And I don't know how to answer that question.
I think you'll find that these kids are actually way ahead of you mm-hmm. on a lot of this stuff. And mm-hmm. they probably won't assume there is a box on the court.
Sure.
One way to clarify is right when you say box out, explain what that is.
Right. Getting low, bumping with the booty.
Yes.
It's twerking, but for work.
Okay,
that's how I explain coach it.
It's twerking before work.
Yeah, absolutely. That twerking works.
Now, chapter 5, free throws. Every time I try to practice these, my kids want to get a free punch in my face. And I never get far enough into explaining it that they don't want to do that.
They're trying to throw hands for free.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Is that what I'm meant to be teaching?
I feel like maybe that's something wrong with you, that they want to hit you so hard. But I would preempt everything I say with, here's what this thing is and here's what it's called, instead of saying the name first and letting them guess at what it is, right?
Smart.
We're going to work on the shots you take when you are fouled or when there's some sort of penalty where no one's guarding you, a.k.a. free throws. Does that work?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Great. And I notice a lot of airplane trip tickets in your bag. So let's talk about traveling really quick, because I do think we have a misunderstanding of that chapter.
Okay.
Yes. Make it quick, because my flight is in 10 minutes.
I'm one of the best travelers ever.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the author's meeting with his agent. Hey, Daddy-O, how did it go? Hey, we got your check for that talkback event you did. Cool, $13.
Hey, Roger. It's good, man. It's good. I definitely expected a lot more money from that because there were so many people there. Like, I don't know what your cut is.
Hey, look here, Daddy-O. We don't have much going on unless you write another book, my man. You got to get another book out, cat.
Keith, I heard you have an agent. I've been dying for an agent. I wrote Baseball for Dummies. All right, it's a manuscript, and I really need someone to rep me. Do you like your guy?
No.
What? What? You don't?
Hey,
who's your friend here on the slide?
Oh, is this him? Oh, yeah. Hello. So nice to meet
I'm
you.
I'm at the cup of your jib, man. You got a manuscript
the
for
the cup
man?
Of my jib, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I keep it on me, sure.
Let me put my shades on so I can read this. All
He's
right,
so
Daddy-O.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, I can get you some money for this, my
really?
Man.
Really?
He's
much
given like Kevin Smith in an interview in 1998 vibes.
What? This seems like a cool jazz musician to me. Oh, his assistant's here.
Hey, man, you booked that meeting for me later today, baby?
I booked it. Here's your coffee.
Thank you. Ooh, this coffee tastes like smooth jazz.
See it? Well, folks, we did it. We've done it again. Another Man Dog Pod.
Yes.
Lamar, thanks for doing the show. Where can people find you? What would you like to plug? Highly Sensitive Person, the new album is
out. I want to promote my album, Highly Sensitive Person. It's available on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, anywhere you want to listen to music, you can hear it. It's a beautiful album. I put a lot of work into it. It's I know if you're wondering if it's funny or not, it's me. It's funny in the way that I am, but it's also very emotional. So whatever you want from it, you'll get that. Also, if you really want to support me, you can buy it from me directly on my website, lamar-woods.com, and just support it because I did fund it on my own.
It is great. We're right in the season for that album. It's a great Windows Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a vibe. Yeah.
Go to lamar-woods.com.
I like to call my music Saturday afternoon drive music to the beach. Yeah.
I love that.
And then, yeah, just follow me, Prophmatic, Prophmatic. I'll be around.
Caroline, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
You know, I'll just be doing improv at the Upright Citizens Brigade most Saturdays or Sundays for ASCAP. So come on down. You can also watch Astronomy Club on Netflix. You know, give us a little money in streaming. That's all.
Give that. Love it. Keep watching that show so they keep re-upping the show, the payments for the seasons that are on there.
Yeah, let's get to a full 25 cents.
I love those residuals. Yes, yes.
Big Grande will be in Rhode Island on May the 11th. So come check us out there. The Sloppy Boys are playing as well. And we may be adding a couple more shows in the Northeast. Anything else, Ryan?
I think that's it. Big thank you to Trenton, our editor, Annie Wu for our logo, and Casey Traylor for our lovely theme song. And of course, all the listeners and supporters. We appreciate you. Thanks for keeping us going. And that's about it for me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
No, don't go.
You said Sloppy Boys. I'm doing a show with the Sloppy Boys on April 6th at the Lodge Room. So if you're in LA, come to that. That's going to be funny. Uh-huh. Yeah. Not funny. It's going
to
be.
It's going to be whatever you want it to be. Sincere. Yeah. Right. A little bit of sincerity. And little bit
the
of
other band is Don't Stop or We'll Die, which is also a great band with Paul Russ and a bunch of funny people. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be awesome. Good night.
That's cool. We got to go to that.
April 6th?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Cool.
And now for realsies. Bye.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.